welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Con Conrad, Ben Pollock, Henry Creamer, and Gene Austin, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, June 18th, marked the birth in 1891 in New York City of Conrad K. Dober. You may know him better as composer Con Conrad. He had his first songs published in the 1910s and had hits in the early 20s, including Singin' the Blues and the novelty song Barney Google, before he started writing for Broadway, including songs for the productions Moonlight in 1924, Kitty's Kisses in 1926, and 1927's Take the Air. In the late 20s, Conrad moved to Hollywood, where he wrote tunes for Fox movie Tone Follies of 1929, followed by songs for films including Broadway, Happy Days, Gift of Gab, Here's to Romance, and others. While in Hollywood, he continued to write songs for Tin Pan Alley, including You Call It Madness, Margie, Lonesome and Sorry, Ma, and Midnight in Paris. Conrad collaborated with many lyricists during his career, but most often teamed up with Buddy DeSilva, Joe Young, Benny Davis, J. Russell Robinson, Archie Gottler, and Herb Magidson, with whom he co-wrote The Continental from the 1934 film The Gay Divorcee, the first winner of the Oscar for Best Song. Con Conrad died in Van Nuys, California on September 28, 1938. Here are three from the pen of Con Conrad. Thank you.
da 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 da.
Paul Specht and his orchestra and Hittin' the Ceiling from May 13, 1929. The vocal trio there included Johnny Morris, who played drums in the band. Before that, we heard James Stanley with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra and Lonesome and Sorry, a Benny Davis-Con Conrad collaboration from April 23, 1926. We began our tribute to Con Conrad with Roger Wolf Con and Give Me the Sunshine. The vocalist on that March 14, 1928 recording was Franklin Bauer. Give Me the Sunshine is from the show Keep Shufflin' and was written in collaboration with James P. Johnson and Henry Creamer, whom we'll feature later in the show. And the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, June 22nd, marked the birth in 1903 in Chicago, Illinois, of bandleader and drummer Ben Pollock. He played in several bands in Chicago before joining the Friars Society Orchestra, which was named after the club, the Friars Inn, on Wabash Street at Van Buren. When they lost the gig at Friars Inn in 1922, the group's name was changed to the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. In 1923 and 24, Pollock played with Harry Baston at the Venice Ballroom in Los Angeles, and in late 1925 took over the band. In 1926, he took the band to Chicago, where they played at hotels in Chicago, as well as Atlantic City and New York. That same year, the band landed a contract with Victor and recorded with that label until 1929. In 1927, the band relocated to California and then moved to New York, where it found a home at the Park Central Hotel. The group disbanded in 1934, but the following year the corps was reorganized by Gil Roden into a cooperative, fronted by Bob Crosby, and in 1936, Pollock formed a new band. Pollock was on the Joe Penner radio show in 1938 and 39, and in 1942 organized a band for Chico Marx. He continued to lead bands into the 1950s, and in 1956 was in the biopic The Benny Goodman Story. During the 1960s, he owned restaurants in Hollywood and Palm Springs, where he played from time to time. Despondent over a medical prognosis, Ben Pollock committed suicide by hanging himself in Palm Springs on June 7, 1971. But here, from better earlier times, are three from Ben Pollock.
Just the type for me. I'm in love with you. Say you love me too. Bashful baby, how about a little kiss? Bashful baby, I can't go on like this. You've got my heart bumping apart. Don't be bashful baby with me. Thank you.
dreams I knew. Rolling down the river, just rolling home to you. Lazy stream, just keep this boat in motion, because I'm taking home a cargo of devotion. Lordy, I'm a quiver, there's welcome home in view. Rolling down the river, just rolling down to you.
We began our tribute to Ben Pollack with one of my favorite records, Bashful Baby, written by Clef Friend and Abner Silver. The vocalist on that July 25, 1929 Victor recording was Scrappy Lambert, who was credited on the label as Bert Loren. That was Ben Pollack and his Park Central Orchestra, who had opened at the Park Central on September 28, 1928, just a few months after Jack Teagarden had joined the band. Next, it was Ben's Bad Boys, January 22, 1929, and Shirt Tail Stomp. Then, from June 23, 1930, it was Ben Pollock and his orchestra, Rollin' Down the River, a less well-known Fats Waller composition with the words by Stanley Adams. We finished up with the band recording on the Harmony label under the pseudonym Jimmy McHugh's Bostonians, and Let's Sit and Talk About You, from January 9, 1929.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, June 21st, marked the birth in 1879 in Richmond, Virginia, of lyricist, author, publisher, and singer Henry Sterling Creamer. He played vaudeville in the U.S. and Europe with his chief collaborator, pianist Turner Layton, and worked for the Gotham Attucks Music Company in New York. He co-founded the Clef Club, which was part fraternal organization and part union. It was located on West 53rd Street, and the building served as both a club and a booking office. Creamer was its press representative and general manager, and the Clef Club's first elected president was James Reese Europe, who also served as conductor of its symphony orchestra. Henry Creamer wrote a number of hits, including After You've Gone, That's a Plenty, and Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. His Broadway stage scores include Three Showers, Keep Shufflin', and Strut Miss Lizzy. Henry Creamer died in New York on October 14, 1930. Here are three from the pen of Henry Creamer.
Like a candle blows out at night. She breezes east and west. She's like a bird without a nest, 'cause anyway the wind blows, my sweetie goes. Thank you.
Now won't you listen, honey, while I say, how could you tell me that you're going away? Don't say that we must part. Don't break my aching heart. You know I loved you truly for many years. I loved you night and day. How can you leave me? Can't you see my tears? Listen while I say, after you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the bestest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away. No denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the bestest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Oh babe, think what you're doing, you know my love for you will drive me to ruin. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
I want you to know that I wouldn't go until I told you, honey, why I love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you for just 1 hour, if I could be with you. Thank you.
Dick Robertson with the Hit of the Week Orchestra, directed by Bert Hirsch, and If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight, written by Henry Creamer and James P. Johnson. That Hit of the Week record was released to newsstands on Thursday, December 11, 1930. Before that, it was Miss Sophie Tucker, the last of the Red Hot Mamas, with Miff Mole's Molars and After You've Gone, from April 11, 1927. We began our tribute to Henry Creamer with The Arkansas Travelers, a Sam Lannon pseudonym, and Any Way the Wind Blows, My Sweetie Goes. The vocalist on that August 11, 1924 recording was Vernon Dalhart. Any Way the Wind Blows was written by Henry Creamer and James F. Hanley. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, Wellsford Radio 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Today, June 24th, marks the birth in 1900 in Gainesville, Texas, of Eugene Lucas. You may know him better as crooner and composer Gene Austin. He grew up in Louisiana and at age 15 literally ran off to join the circus, where he learned to play calliope. He served in World War I, after which he teamed up with Roy Bruger in vaudeville, and in 1924 they composed the hit How Come You Do Me Like You Do. Gene Austin composed more than 100 songs, including When My Sugar Walks Down the Street, The Lonesome Road, and Riding Around in the Rain, without ever learning to read or notate music. He began recording in 1923 and became a star in 1927 with My Blue Heaven, which was the all-time top seller until it was edged out 15 years later by Bing Crosby's White Christmas. In 1935, Austin appeared in Klondike Annie, and he wrote the song I'm an Occidental Woman in an Oriental Mood for Love for the film's star, Mae West. He appeared in several other movie musicals in the 30s, most notably The Gift of Gab. He was a vocalist on Joe Penner's radio show in the late 30s, and in the 40s he ran his own club in California named Blue Heaven. Gene Austin died in Palm Springs on January 24, 1972. Here's Gene Austin.
There she is. There she is, that's what keeps me up at night. Oh gee whiz, that's why I can't eat a bite. Those flaming eyes, that flaming youth. Oh mister, oh sister, tell me the truth. Now ain't she sweet, see her coming down the street. I ask you confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she nice, look her over once or twice. I ask you confidentially, ain't she nice? Cast an eye in her direction. Oh me, oh my, ain't that perfection? I repeat, don't you think that's kind of neat? I ask you confidentially, ain't she sweet? Tell me where, have you seen one just like that? I declare, that sure is worth looking at. Oh boy, how sweet those lips must be. Oh, gaze on it, doggone it, answer me. Ain't she sweet? See her coming down the street. I ask you confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. I ask you confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast a little old eye in her direction. Oh me, oh my, 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 ain't that perfection? I repeat, don't you think that's kind of neat? I ask you confidentially, ain't she sweet? Just cast an eye, why, in her direction. Oh, me, oh, my, 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 that perfection. I repeat, don't you think that's kind of neat? I ask you confidentially, ain't she sweet?
off in the air. It's funny, so funny, me taking it this way. Don't know if I should, but it does feel good. I'm flying high, but I've got a feeling I'm falling, falling for nobody else but you. You caught my eye, and I've got a feeling I'm falling. Show me the ring and I'll jump right through. I used to travel single, oh, we chanced to mingle, oh, now I'm a tingle over you. Hey, Mr. Parson, stand by, for I've got a feeling I'm falling, falling for nobody else but you. I'm flying high, 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 but I've got a feeling I'm falling, falling for nobody else but you. You caught my eye, high, high, I've got a feeling I'm falling, show me the ring and I'll jump right through. To travel, travel, single low until we chance to mingle low. Now I'm a tingling over you. Hey, Mr. Parson, stand by, for I've got a feeling I'm falling, falling for nobody else but you.
Jean Austen, born 107 years ago this very day. We began with the classic standard Ain't She Sweet, written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager, recorded March 15, 1927. Next, from June 26, 1929, another Fats Waller composition in collaboration with Billy Rose and Harry Link, I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling. We finished up with a duet with Jean and Eileen Stanley, When My Sugar Walks Down the Street, from January 30, 1925.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call
This Week in Recording History.
So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Harry Roy and his orchestra.
Somebody came and took her away. She didn't even say that she was leaving. Oh, the kisses I loved so. The kisses, now I know. Oh, gee, I know that she, if she saw me brokenhearted, I am just a lonesome pal. Somebody stole my gal.
As I can be, I'm gonna settle down, stop all the running round. I'm keeping company now. I took a look at her, She took a look at me. I got a notion and gave her the notion, and I'm keeping company now. Always said that I was the kind of a guy who would never wed. But the sweet romancing and glancing and dancing went to my head. I took her home to Ma. She made a hit with Pa. I'm going steady and I'm feeling wetty, and I'm keeping company now.
Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Harry Roy and his orchestra from the Mayfair Hotel in London playing Billy Cotton's theme song, Somebody Stole My Gal, written by Leo Wood. Harry Roy performed double duty there as vocalist on that recording made exactly 74 years ago today. Next, we heard Eddie Walters with Ben Sullivan and his orchestra featuring a young Benny Goodman and I'm Keepin' Company, June 18, 1931. I'm Keepin' Company was written by V. Lawnhurst, Lou C. Bender, and Dave Dreyer. Earlier, we heard Sophie Tucker's rendition of After You've Gone. This time, it was the Golden Gate Orchestra, a pseudonym for the California Ramblers, from exactly 80 years ago today. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.